Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet, this morning's with Sandesh. Does the sight of your calendar fill you with dread? Are you struggling to balance your work demands with your resources? Are you exhausted both emotionally and physically? Defined by the World Health Organization, burnout has three main symptoms: exhaustion, loss of empathy, and reduced performance at work. It's more than simply feeling tired. But is it a choice? Workplace culture and leadership expert Craig Johns thinks so. He joins us on the show today. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. Well,
why is burnout a choice? What are the choices we have and where do they come into play, and what should we be analysing with the decisions we're making in comparison to how we're feeling in the moment?
Burnout is one of those things that has come to, I suppose, fruition and the forefront of not only employees but employers the last few years. When it comes to burnout as a choice, we all have choices in regards to, and I'll talk from an employee perspective. From an employee perspective, we have choices on who we work with, where we work, whether we speak up or not, how much work we do. Do we go overtime? Do we, do we take a lot in when we're maybe not agreeing with something? Do we start to process that? And do we overthink it and analyze it? So we have all choices. We decide those. From an employer perspective, they also have choices when it comes to burnout. And it's a responsibility of both sides. And so that the employer needs to make sure that they are managing the energy of people, you know, not only those that, the general people, but also those real high achievers that like to do lots of work, will go above and beyond, are highly productive, who are working fast. We've also got to look after them because they don't always see the signs of when they're starting to get tired and their energy levels are dropping. So it's important that we understand on both sides. And when it comes to burnout, there should not be a blame on one side or the other. Burnout is the responsibility of both sides. And if we achieve that, then we haven't put the measures in place from both sides to make sure that we are managing our energy well, and that we are doing work that we enjoy, etc.
Everyone has some choice and influence in all this. It's important that nobody's casting blame on anyone, that we're all taking responsibility. What about the people who say that they don't have a choice to leave their job, that they need the money to support their family, they're feeling overworked, their bosses are bad? What are the choices in those situations that can get one out of feeling burned out?
So we're all in a situation where the cost of living's gone up, and that, you know, we need to put food on the table, we need to support our families, and everyone's in that same boat. But some people may, you know, their incomes may not support, you know, taking a break, etc. But we all have choices in regards to whether we're going to upskill ourselves, whether we can decide to go and look for a new job. There are plenty of jobs out there. And, you know, it's our choice to decide on what we want to do as a career and that we should be able to look for. Now, there will be times in our career that, you know, the jobs may not come up, or, you know, we might be finding a bit difficult in the workplace, but that's part of resilience. And we just need to make sure that we are managing our emotions in those times. And a lot of the time, what people don't do very well is they don't manage their own energy. So burnout starts from exhaustion, and that doesn't come always directly from the workplace. That actually starts from your stresses at home, etc. as well. So are you getting enough sleep? Are you eating good food? Are you exercising regularly? Are you finding that time to free your mind and let your brain recover? And that doesn't mean scrolling on your phone and watching Netflix series, because that keeps your brain moving. Burnout is more of a mental fatigue than a physical fatigue. And the problem with mental fatigue is that it generally declines very gradually, and our body keeps adapting. So we don't actually realize that we are lowering our mental energy and taking it to low depleted levels until it's too late. And so we have to be proactive in that. And so that's really important. And not only do we need to do that, but also hopefully our managers, people at work can also try and help us and support us through that. So we need to take responsibility for what we do outside of the workplace so that we're not adding stresses to potential stresses that happen in the workplace. Now, if you, if for whatever reason you're finding it difficult to work with your boss or whatever, first thing is, have you decided to Have you actually reached out and had a conversation with them? Now, that doesn't mean that you get aggressive and you're combative and you kind of put it in their face. It's just like, hey, look, I've noticed this happening. Can we have a discussion? I felt this. Am I seeing this through the right lens? Or am I overthinking this? Because a lot of the time we make up stories in our head based on something that's happened, whereas we may not see it through the lens that maybe the other person is. So do we have those conversations? So we do have lots of choices, and before we and we need to make sure we monitor those over time. Now, probably one of the most challenging ones that we face is those that become parents. Because parents, even though you'd love to go to bed and get a good night's sleep, you can't always control when your baby's going to wake up. And that fatigue from sleep deprivation is probably the one that is most damning when it comes to leading into burnout. And so during those times, we have to really think about where can we reduce stresses, where can we try and get some recovery in throughout the day and throughout the week, to make sure we don't get to that point of burnout, because that is one where we did have the choice of deciding to have a child, but once you have the child, you're not always in control of how good and how effective your sleep patterns are. If we're not monitoring those well, then we can lead into bad habits such as eating unhealthy, not exercising, and not giving our brain a break as well.
It's important to give ourselves a break and look at our own habits as well. Burnout is an issue that needs to be addressed, and it's important to consider our human needs in order to function properly both in work and life. Well, thanks for your time today, Craig. It's good to get some insight on whether burnout is a choice and see what our listeners have to say about that.
You're welcome. Thanks for the conversation.
That was Craig Johns, workplace culture and leadership expert, speaking on whether burnout is a choice. This is Mornings with Sandesh. I Know What You Did Last Summer by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello is up next.